DW.
Picture the scene. Rows of Syrian children form a semicircle on a bare earth playground in Lebanon's Bekaa Valley. A song starts to play, and five clowns enter the semicircle with exaggerated steps, comic outfits, and a dash of face paint. One of them prances forward and shakes her oversized tutu to howls of laughter from the children. Her name is Sabine Schuchert, and she's something of a comedic visionary. She came across clowning as a theatre student in London a decade ago and became determined to practice it back home.
I grew up in civil war, so we didn't really have clowns here. So anyway, I got introduced to clowning, and then I was like, wow, this is great. This is what I want to do for the rest of my life. I came back to Lebanon. I tried to start some projects. I remember I wrote a proposal, and I sent it to 70 different NGOs and schools and institutions, and I got an answer from only one of them. Nobody knew even what I was talking about or knew about this art. Or it's like, oh, you're a clown. Oh, you want to do clowning? Good, good. Okay, bye-bye.
Clowning doesn't have much of a history in Lebanon. Although satire and slapstick theatre became popular in the 1960s and early 1970s, they fell away during the country's long civil war. But Sabine stuck to it and got her first big break when the organisation Save the Children brought her on to train volunteers on the art of clowning. Bigger projects began to follow, and in 2008, she and a friend formed the troupe Clown Me In. There's now 12 clowns in the troupe, and they apply their method to take on social issues in Lebanon, using interventions into public life they call clown attacks.
We started from a need, it was actually a personal need. I came one time to the group and I was like, this is unbelievable, people don't stop on traffic lights and red lights. And I was walking with my nephew and niece on the pavement. A motorcycle was just, you know, driving on the sideway, and it's like... So anyway, I got really mad, and we were like, okay, fine, we have to do something.
You can imagine the driver's surprise on reaching a red traffic light at a busy intersection and then encountering the red noses, oversized hair bows and neon tights of several clowns waving at them as they cross the road. The troupe doesn't wear the heavy makeup seen in clown stereotypes, which makes them a bit more human when taking on various pressing issues.
Like the garbage, like the elections, whatever we felt we need to do something about. And we have this tool that we think is great, is fun. We can say whatever we want. We can be as ridiculous and as sarcastic and as nasty as we want in a fun way. And people will accept. So, because people accept fun stuff.
Which isn't to say it's all smooth sailing. At one of their traffic interventions, a furious taxi driver came close to running over Sabine, and the police kicked them out of a garbage dump during the major trash crisis that erupted in 2015. The country's largest landfill had been closed, and rubbish collection in Beirut ground to a halt. Trash piled up on city streets and sparked massive protests on an issue already a priority for Clown Me In.
For us, this started even before the crisis, before one day we said, oh, we're going to work on littering. So we started doing street attacks, following people, waiting for them, you know, to throw something on the ground and then going and putting a crown made of garbage, of course, on their heads and being like, oh, you're the king of garbage. You're the queen of garbage.
The Syrian civil war has forced 1.5 million Syrians from their homes into informal settlements in Lebanon and had ripple effects across the world. Contributing to the response was obvious for Sabine, and her troupe stepped up clown performances in camps and informal settlements across the country. But there was more to be done. The recent influx of Syrian refugees into this small country has inevitably led to resentment among parts of the population, where memories of Syria's three-decade occupation of Lebanon are still fresh. Doha Adi of the organization Sawa for Development and Aid observes how this plays out.
In many cases, shops where Syrians are working have been shut down. It's very hard for Syrians to get legal residencies here. If they have a residency, they don't have a working permit. In schools, there's a second shift for Syrians. But, I mean, if you ask a teacher to stay from 8 until 6 or 7 in the afternoon, there's no doubt that in the last 4 hours, they're going to be extremely exhausted. So this also plays a role, and children perceive it as a kind of discrimination. In a more interactive aspect, Syrians are cursed on the streets. Sometimes they're not served in restaurants. They're not admitted into certain schools.
Sabine wanted to address this tension and came up with a project called The Caravan to record and present refugee stories through performance and audio narratives. She hoped the project would be a therapeutic process for the participants, and in sharing these experiences with the Lebanese public, begin a conversation between actors and audience.
There have been studies that have shown that a child who tells their story of trauma to another person, even if it's another child, has a better prognosis for recovery.
That's psychoanalyst Noor Al-Sadr.
And I think that sometimes when you tell a story to another person, it attaches it to external reality in a way that can be helpful. Sometimes what the person experiences as having happened isn't actually what happened, and what actually happened to find out or to figure out what actually happened can make it easier to manage.
Noor notes that trauma theory does not provide precise prescriptions, but the psychoanalysis idea of containment does provide a helpful way to explain someone else acting out another person's painful story. The actor is containing the story by literally taking it into their body and putting it into their voice.
The outcomes of the project were amazing. First of all, what we've noticed is that when people start talking, people who come from trauma or from very bad circumstances and experiences, sometimes they have a problem talking about their experiences or sharing. But when they hear each other talking and sharing, and they realize that a lot of people have been through similar experiences, they open up suddenly and they start talking. And talking itself is a very important kind of healing or therapy.
Sabine wants to implement this process with refugees in Europe, where she sees similar tensions with local populations repeating in a different setting. But getting funding for their work is difficult because donors like to see clear indicators of impact, and these are hard to record. Sabine is the only full-time clown, and the rest of the troupe make their living from other jobs. The volume of laughter, screams of delight, and rapt attention that a performance generates is a better indicator of clowning's potential to transcend trauma and its positive impact. For DW, I am Henry Peck in Beirut.
DW.